USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has agreed to a three-week extension of funding to end the partial government shutdown without getting money for the wall. After insisting for weeks the shutdown would continue until Democrats gave in to his demand for border wall money.
I will sign a bill to open our government for 3 weeks.
Giving bipartisan lawmakers 3 weeks to discuss border security spending. The bill ending the shutdown doesn't have any wall money, and Democrats say the president has finally agreed with them about opening the government first before the discussions.
Hopefully now the president has learned his lesson.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's hopeful for a deal in the next 3 weeks. The president said if the new deal doesn't have money for the wall, he'll declare a national emergency to build it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Roger Stone, the president's longtime political ally, was arrested on charges of obstructing justice, witness tampering, and making false statements related to the release of stolen Democratic Party emails from the election. After being released on bond in Florida, he said this.
I'm 66 years old. I do not have a valid passport. I do not own a gun. They have all of my records. There was no reason to treat me like Pablo Escobar.
He'll be formally arraigned next week in Washington. The nation's midsection is struggling in a deep freeze, and it's not going to get better anytime soon. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley says temperatures in Chicago, Milwaukee, and Minneapolis will drop.
Those temperatures, as you can imagine, even though it's normally cold up there, are well below normal. Some areas 30 to 35 degrees below normal.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A CNN reporter who was briefly banned from the White House has a book coming out soon. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The network's chief White House correspondent, Jim Acosta, who has frequently clashed with President Trump and members of his administration, has a book coming out on June 11th that's titled The Enemy of the People, A Dangerous Time to Tell the Truth in America. It's reportedly about the Trump White House and its relationship with the news media. The publisher, Harper Imprint of HarperCollins, says the book will include, quote, never-before-revealed stories of this White House's rejection of truth while laying out the stakes for how Trump's hostility towards facts poses an unprecedented threat to our democracy. Again, that's a quote from the publisher's statement about the Acosta book. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Walmart is willing to spend good money to hire hundreds of truck drivers. John Clemens reports.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
In a statement on the company's corporate website, Lori Furnell, Walmart's Director of Driver Talent Acquisition, states, assessments, mentorship, and a faster hiring process are all part of new onboarding events that are filling critical new jobs created by Walmart's business growth during an industry-wide shortage.
All right, thank you very much.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.